Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Goat King Riders Club. Unfortunately, Hull is still being a working class man, so we're going to have to give some black magic another crack. How does that... I'm getting a bit confident. It fucked up last week, but...
Sometimes practice makes perfect.
All right. You ready? All right. You ready?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
I don't know where this sound comes from.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I got a proper celebrity. I got the full celebrity this time. How you going?
I'm well, thanks. Are you shaking hands?
I come all the way from Sydney.
Yes, yeah, just to do the podcast.
My black magic's going pretty good, man. I teleported you across the country.
I got a flight in 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah,
back man, to that's Sydney. Convenient that you had a return flight from
yeah, absolutely.
When you were in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
The dark magic you pull on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Absolutely, I'm impressed.
I'm glad you didn't see the Adam Sandler episode last week, because we didn't bring all of Adam Sandler over.
From LA.
Yeah, it was pretty... we just got the bones. We didn't get the rest of it. But, yeah, you're on Goat King Riders Club, man. You were...
Welcome. I'm welcome to myself. I was... it looks nice. It's
thanks,
very nice.
Man.
It's very professional. You know what? I wasn't thinking it was going to be this professional. Like, I'm very impressed.
We're in a haunted library.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, like, that's
can
even...
Can you tell the behind us? There's all books and shit for
the green screen.
You're fucking ruined.
No. It looks, no one told me to. We're in a haunted library. Okay.
Yeah, we're in a haunted library.
Yeah, okay, retake.
So, have you brought a story this week? You know how the show works?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm gonna
show you. I watched it, yeah.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite? What was your
favorite? I watched the Bones one.
The Bones.
Adam Sandler one.
The Adam Sandler
one. Yeah, it looks right. Good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see.
I reckon my story is pretty good, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's,
do you want to go first
then? It scared me, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I like scary stuff. So, you draw a picture as well?
Yeah, like my drawing's not very good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that another...
Oh, what's that? Where's my...
Okay. No, that's pretty... So, it's... I'm guessing, is it a treehouse?
No. Am I supposed to like go?
I kind of think that this is what I think. I think it's a treehouse on top of a pine tree, and a guy with no facial features is stabbing a dude with two eyes out of pure jealousy.
That's a pretty good interpretation. You know, when I heard you just talking about that, I realized I probably should have added stuff below to make it a bit more obvious, because I'm looking at it now and going, yeah, that looks like a treehouse, but it's actually... Do I tell you what it is?
No, you tell us the story and then we'll kind of...
Okay, yeah. So that's what you think. So you think it's like a
treehouse?
Actually,
I think it's called...
What do you think the title of the story is?
Bedroom Stabber. Is that not it?
No.
Oh, what is it?
No. It's My Name is Cameron.
Oh, okay.
So, Cameron was a 12-year-old boy living in country Victoria.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep that open?
It'll be here.
Okay, yeah. So, Cameron was a 12-year-old boy living in country Victoria. I'm sorry, I'm crossing my legs because that's what I'm presenting.
You got your radio voice on.
He lives in a farmhouse. The closest neighbours are 1 kilometre away. One night, his parents went out for dinner and he stayed home alone. At first, he was excited about staying home alone. He was planning on playing video games until late and eating lots of chocolate.
However, is this like just a diary excerpt?
This is like when I was 12. This is just me going...
When my parents are out, I'm eating nothing but chocolates.
Yeah. This is a real life story. However, what was at first excitement quickly turned into fear when he started hearing noises up in his attic. right? So up there is the attic.
Yeah, I know how stories work. Okay.
So the noises got louder and louder. He decided to check it out. Cameron ran to his dad's shed to get the ladder. He came back, ran up the ladder and into the attic. There was no noise, but it was very dark. He then heard a loud thump. Boom. He jumped, turned around and saw the attic door had shut. Right? So,
keep going, bro.
Cameron started to have a panic attack. He couldn't breathe. He then heard a soft, faint voice. Hello, Cameron. Cameron was now freaking out big time. He turned around and it was his grandma who passed away 5 years ago. Cameron, you need to get out of this house. Your parents are going to kill you. They killed me, your own grandma. Cameron started crying. He turned around and saw the light on and his dad's head pop out onto the attic door or into the attic door. His dad came running over to Cameron, but as his dad was running over, his knife fell out of his pocket as he was running. Cameron picked it up, looked at his dad in the eyes and stabbed him to death.
Is that where you ended it? Yeah. I like it. I had like a bit of Home Alone and the, what was the other one? Like the Burbs. It had like a real goosebump sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, you know what? When I was thinking of like a story, I mean, it's pretty, you know, I'm not a storyteller, I'm not a writer, so it's as good as it's going to get.
Well, it's disappointing that people that are going to read this aren't going to get your exposition before you commentate it. So.
Well, I was thinking Home Alone vibes, but also like, yeah, maybe like that, you know, trying to make that a bit more spooky. But
was there like an inspiration for this or?
Not really. I mean, I just, you know what? Actually, I was walking upstairs. I was in my own house the other day when I came home and I looked up and the attic was open. And then obviously this was around the time and I was thinking of what story I'd bring into to Sean's podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, an attic story would be good. Because like the attic was like half open. I was like, fuck, that's kind of creepy. And from there I was like, and then I don't know, I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, Home Alone. Being by yourself, and obviously this is the house I grew up in.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, just make a little bit of everything, add it together, put it in a little blender, and here we are.
So wait, in your attic, there's no like Pink Panthers?
Pink Panthers?
Yeah, the insulation.
No, I mean, am I...
Or just like your grandma's up there?
I don't know, she might... No, both my grandmas are still alive, so
yeah, oh, okay.
they're on ground level. But the attic. I've never been up my attic. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's just storage and other shit. Like you know,
really?
yeah, it's one of those things. You know, actually, a house. This was like before we bought this place, like maybe 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
We were like looking to move house. Oh, it's probably longer than that now. It's probably like 10 or 11 years ago. We were looking at this house. I really liked this house. We're going to move in. And pretty much it was my bedroom, but then it was a wardrobe. And then you open this door in the wardrobe and it was the whole attic. But it was like, you know, it was a proper...
like a little secret...
Yeah.
Like Narnia.
To to a full attic though, right? So like literally the roof was a normal size roof. It was almost like a huge room. And I was like, shit,
That sounds like one of the American houses you see. Like about Poltergeist or something.
Yeah, it was one of those type vibes, but except you wouldn't know how safe it would be to be in there. But I was thinking, shit, I'd always be in there like with mates and stuff just because it's like... You know, it'd be cool. Like,
eating chocolates and watching horror movies.
Saying hey to Nana.
Everyone you know? Be quiet. Otherwise, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, Nana will wake up, you know. So, but like that was pretty cool. But
let's have a look at this picture again. So is that grandma's coffin?
That's a box.
Okay.
So you sort of see the vibe now?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, although this kind of looks like the trunk of a pine tree.
It does. It does, doesn't it? I mean, look, I was thinking it was a ladder.
That should be the album of your first comedy album.
What? Shit.
No, that picture.
Imagine that. This could have been my first, like, stand-up poster.
That could be yours.
That's how good it can
and
be.
And then you can put just all your credits in, like, the ladder slots.
Oh, my God. That'd be funny.
Yeah. No, I like that, man. It was a good story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But what do you think, mate?
I thought it was really great. I liked how you decided to oars to just check if Sean was even paying attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was paying attention, bro.
I just wanted to make sure that it was all going in okay.
Kind of like story time with a wiggle.
Just wanted to make sure that, you know, it's
like,
on the same
page. Wake up, Jeff. Is that what you think? He's still awake, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure, you know, if you had any questions or anything like
that. So what was it called again? Cameron Gets Stabbed.
My name is Cameron.
My name is Cameron, yeah. Oh, was that like a My Name Is Earl
sort
of? To be
fair, I kind of hadn't thought of a title, and then when you were guessing titles, I was trying to think of one really quickly, and then that was the first one that
came
to
mind.
My Name
Is Cameron.
Yeah, yeah. That's why when you were, I don't know what you guessed. What was the title you guessed before?
Someone Getting Stabbed?
Man stabs two-eyed man.
Stab room, I think it was. Stabby room, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just trying to think of something quick. But My Name Is Cameron kind of...
It does have like a very ominous sort of like teen horror novel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
young
yeah.
adult sort of fiction. It's like, My Name Is Cameron. Because wasn't there... what was that Suicide one?
Suicide Squad, no.
No, it was a Netflix special, and it was like...
13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
And did you like that? That was a good
I never watched it. I like really the good. Idea of it. Like, I read the synopsis of it.
There's a second season now. Like, or there's a... Yeah. Yeah.
Because then, like, I think the sequel is, like, the dude kills himself.
Oh, fuck. I haven't watched it, so thanks. But I... you hear about that at the start, right? It's, like, the second...
Yeah.
That they go backwards almost.
I don't know. I should watch it, but I haven't watched it.
You should watch the first one's really good. But the first one... Like, yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of know the ending before the start, and it kind of just unfolds about how it got there. But a lot of people, were giving out about that. Like, that got a lot of controversy, that show.
Well, I think it was, they didn't like the way that it portrayed suicide. They almost, I think the controversy was like, they all almost made it poetic. That it was like, no, that's not what suicide is. Suicide's like a real harsh fucking reality.
Yeah, you
know,
like they made it a bit like, teen drama.
Especially being a teen drama and, like, youth suicide and stuff. I think that's kind of what that story was all about.
Yeah, because there was, like, a bunch of things in there where they were, like, you know, they would not include her in the group or not do this. And it's, like, all of them things. Well, it's a lot more complex than that for people. So people have probably had that experience, you know, probably...
And that's what your story was about?
You know, I'm sure now we're going to get people going, hey, like, you know, I met my nana in the attic and it wasn't like that.
Well, maybe the dad was not even his dad. It was almost like an imaginary friend. So when the dad drops the knife, it's almost like he just saw the knife and kills himself.
See, that would have been better.
Like Fight Club or something.
But
would have been better.
Yeah, if your story was more like Fight Club, it would have been way better.
Oh, if it was like Fight Club, it would be fucking amazing.
So if I came in with like a Fight Club type story.
Yeah. What's his name? Chuck Palahniuk?
I don't fucking know.
I think Chuck Palahniuk was the author.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you had him on?
He's...
It's next week.
Aaron's talking to him.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, so I'm keen to see how much... Yeah, I'm sure yours is way better.
Well, probably.
Yeah, but you know, you've got experience. You're good at what you do. Lucifer's Anus Dankus
Dances.
Symphony.
Yeah.
Dances. Okay, yeah. By Sean Conway. Okay, so I'm looking at this now, and first thing that's popping to mind is religion. Is coming to my mind. Mm. Is this a tomb? Is this a coffin? Is this someone lying down, or is this someone?
I'll give you a clue. It's more like a sacrificial table, like a sacrifice and altar.
Right. So the this is the devil, I'm assuming, and this is a priest.
No.
Am I getting the wrong end?
No. Well, tell us what you think.
Is that me?
What would be the story that you see here? Like, if you saw this and you were like, what story am I going to write about?
So, if this is like this, I see this is someone in a coffin,
yep.
Right? And the people around here are like spirits.
Yep.
So, this is the devil guy. This is the priest.
Also, the title might give you some clue.
Lucifer's Anus Dances Symphony. Anus.
Yeah. So yes. It's like another word for butthole.
Yeah, I know what the word means. Thanks, Sean. But I, Urban Dictionary right next to me when I need it. And Dance's Symphony. So, oh, I don't know. Where's the bums?
Well, what do you think the story's called?
Lucifer's Anus Dances.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called. You want me to read it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Lucifer's Anus Dances Symphony by Sean Conway. The young music journalist Karen was about to embark on her first professional interview with bona fide celebrities, the Lucifer's Anus Dances Symphony, or LADS for short. Karen had got her press pass and headed backstage to her first ever death metal concert. She had her legal notepad ready and her brand new Casio cassette recorder. There had been an urban legend that the LADS had a history of sacrificing first-time female music journalists to Satan. But she was confident that it was just a rumour and all those first-time female music journalists who disappeared at their gigs was just one big old silly coincidence. She sat down with the band when the lead singer, Jeffrey McKilljournos, said, "She's perfect." Karen began to blush and asked, "Why do you think I'm perfect?" This is when the drummer stabbed Journos to death. Steve quickly stepped in and explained that the band was notorious for sacrificing first-time female music journalists to Satan to maintain their success. "I actually wanted to talk to you about that with you guys, but first off, maybe you could tell me why you said I was perfect," Karen said in her most professional interview tone. "Are you serious? We just told you why. We just said why we think that you're perfect. We're going to murder you for Satan," Jeffrey McKilljournos said. "So is murder and Satan like a metaphor or something?" Karen asked. "No," they all said in unison. Someone just grabbed her. All the band members picked up Karen and tied her to the sacrificing catering table. "You don't have to do this," she screamed. A large jagged knife was thrust down onto her chest, but it broke before it hit her body. Jeffrey McKilljournos ripped open her blouse and saw a shiny crucifix. "That's right, losers. I'm one of Jesus' warriors, and I'm here to vanquish you," Karen said. She quickly ran to her Casio cassette deck and pressed play. The band covered their ears as the evil spirits fought to stay in their bodies, but Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah was too much for them as the evil spirits were sucked up into the magical Casio cassette deck. The band was free from those evil spirits. "How do you feel?" Karen asked. "I feel so alive for the very first time," one of the band members said. Karen smiled triumphantly. "Go out there and rock the house down." The band grabbed their gear and announced to the crowd that they no longer wanted to be called Lucifer's Anus Dancers Symphony. They simply wanted to be called POD.
I like that, man. Yeah. You had me by every word.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so just now I'm looking at, from the story, are these pencils underneath, is that the spirits?
They're the band members.
Okay, right, okay, yeah. But the pencils underneath, like, is that the spirits leaving their body?
No, that's kind of my style, is I draw it out in pencil first.
Right, okay.
And then yeah. I go over with...
Okay.
Okay. It's like my street version, you know, it's how I, you know...
Right, so what inspired you to use a journalist?
What do you think inspired it? It was actually, well, you know, this week. Are you still working for Triple J or?
No.
Oh, well, you've still got like your finger in like the music scene and stuff. Yeah. Like all the Lil Nas controversy that's been happening with him giving like lap dance to Satan and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
okay,
kind of what inspired. Yeah. Do you think that's evil?
No.
Are you familiar with POD?
No.
I fucking knew you wouldn't know POD.
POD
is, they're like a new metal band from like the early 2000s, and they're like real Christian related.
Okay, right.
And
okay.
If you know POD, like one of the, I knew you wouldn't get it, but one of their hit songs was Alive. And so, like, when they ask, "How do you feel?" And he says, "I feel so alive for the very first time." And I didn't realise, like, because I used to like them a lot when I was in high school and stuff, but I didn't realise they were a Christian rock band. And then I was like, "Man, you should play some POD. And they're like, "Well, you're really into that Christian sort of stuff?" And I'm like, "They're not Christian. They're like a new metal band." And then they played the song Alive, and, like, the lyrics are like, "I feel so alive for the very first time. I can't deny you. I feel so..." And, like, all their lyrics are about, like, Jesus and stuff. But, like...
Perfect time to be playing during this period on on Good Friday.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think of that. Well, this will come out next week. But yeah, you're right.
As I was saying that, that's why I was like, oh, fuck, but it's not coming out today, is it? So,
but no, you're right.
Hey, the magic of production, right? But no, that's cool.
You should check out POD because they did get a... Because a lot of the bands of that era, like Korn and Slipknot and stuff like that, weren't fans of what they believed, but they like respected them as people, which was like a cool, thing. You know, it's kind of like people with different opinions. They can all still.
Did you go to any of their shows?
Nah,
no. Did they tour much?
I don't. They might have done like Big Day Out back in the day, but like I think one of the only ones. That time, like the biggest one I saw was like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Where did you see them?
Man, I saw them at Claremont Showgrounds for Big Day Out, and one of the security guards turned off the music because the crowd was being too rowdy.
At a music festival,
and then the crowd was the band was like, "What the fuck are you doing, cunt?" Like. You're a fucking security guard. Like,
What the fuck? What was he think? What, because he was like noise? Well,
no, because they're all rowdy and shit. Like,
Jesus. Because, you know, in Sydney, right? Like, because around certain areas when they have like music festivals, I was hosting a music fest. This was like in north or whatever it was of Sydney. So it was like half an hour from the city.
Well, like Manly Way?
No, it was like Macquarie Way.
Oh, yeah.
And they it was like there was like Jungle Giants. There was a bunch of people on. It was like, you know, good size music festival, probably like 5,000-6,000 people there.
Yeah.
But pretty much at 11 o'clock, regardless of who was playing, what was happening, music had to be off like to a T. So like they were like,
because Sydney's weird with those sort
with like even the airports and things like that. Yeah. Like there's the blockout zones. So like to a T, no matter who's playing, like, you know, Jungle Giants, big band, like, you know, a lot of people there, they're like to a T, the music has to be fucking switched off. Yeah. And I was emceeing, so like I went up and I didn't realize that they're already behind in time. I didn't realize that sometimes, like, not like comedians where you welcome to the stage and they go up on stage straight away. Yeah. And with them, I hadn't introduced the band yet that was headlining, right? So I literally,
which was Jungle Giants,
was Jungle Giants, and so I hadn't introduced them yet, but I didn't realize that they're sometimes bands have like intro music and like hype music where their sets essentially started, but they just haven't gone on yet. Yeah. But they, do you know the thing was like, and it's like they're on the sides and they're going to come on and do a big fucking intro.
So you thought it was your intro.
So I thought it was my intro. So no, to go on, I just think no one's been brought on yet. So like they've got this music right, this, so it's like do. So I'm like walking on, I'm halfway on the stage, right? There, one of the managers is on the fucking side of the stage yelling at me, like, get the fuck off. Dude, this is their intro music. Because I'm about to, hey, everyone. Like, their music's underneath. Like, six, and I'm pretty sure the crowd even knew that the set had started. Like, yeah, because 100% I walk on and I go like this and walk back off again. So it's like, oh, fuck. So, like, by the end of it, they'd got on and it was such an awkward vibe. Because I was like, well, I thought I was supposed to go on and introduce them. Like, that's my job. And they were like, yeah, we just, like, started because, like, they were so far behind. But I walked on. But that, man, like, that's how, to be honest, like,
did they ever go at you afterwards? Like, what the fuck were you doing?
No. Because, they didn't do
easy mistake.
Yeah, no, not even that. It was just like, they didn't really say much.
Wasn't that much of a fuck up,
yeah. But the other one, like,
wait, did you do Rotto Fest with Sticky Fingers?
Nah.
Do you remember that Rotto
when
Fest?
When he jumped off the thing?
Yeah.
I heard about this. What happened? Oh, I was there.
Yeah. And then he jumped off the scaffold and I think he had another problem with like security and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it had like the big scaffold and like that. And he was just sitting on the scaffold at the top. And then he jumped into the crowd. The Rotto police took him on like the first ferry. He jumped off the ferry, swam to one of the nearest boats and just started drinking people's boats. But people's drinks on the boat. But I think they had an even bigger gig the night before. So they kind of went like 72 hours of just pure partying. By the time they did Rotto Fest,
they couldn't find him though, right? Didn't he just go missing? Were they trying
to
find him?
Yeah, he jumped off the ferry because I think he might have got in like legal trouble back at like Fremantle Port. but he wasn't on the boat. He was on like...
Did police have to find him?
Yeah, I think it made the papers and stuff, but it was pretty...
Jesus
It was
Christ.
Pretty baller. Well, the most ballersiest thing was jumping off that fucking scaffold, because it was like second story building, pretty much.
Jesus, the ferry, like even if you're from the bottom of it, like you...
No, this was like just on the stage. The ferry, you're just jumping into water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But then again, he'd been up for like 72 hours, so it still wasn't that...
It was a nice little shower for him, a refresher. Fuck, man. No, it's hectic being a life musician. Man. I couldn't imagine a comedian doing that. Well, like jumping off scaffolding and like...
Sam Kinison used to have some wild stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But any Aussies? I mean, some wild shit went down, though. Like, Rotto, did any comedians do any wild shit like that?
Oh, it's just... I can't do that, man. I'll incriminate too many people, bro. Huh?
I'll just talk about yourself then. What criminal activity did you do at Rottnest?
I rode my bike without a helmet. have you got another story in mind?
I've got my mid
nine word story.
Yeah, my midwife story.
Midwife at a cemetery.
Which I
this is our 99 random word story challenge.
Have you got the other pages?
Let me just fucking intro, because there's got to be an animation here.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right here.
Sean and Hose, 99 random word, cocktail!
All right, so you went first last time, so I'm going to go first with this week's topic. You had midwife at a cemetery, and I'm doing gardener at a party.
Okay.
Gardener at a Party by Sean Conway. Mike the gardener was working hard in Bernie Sanders' garden when he came across a brick of cocaine. Mike looked around to see if anyone saw him and quickly packed the cocaine into his overalls and continued gardening. He was planting some bastard toe flax flowers when he stumbled across Bernie's murdered body. It was Friday afternoon. Mike didn't need this sort of drama to end his week. Then it clicked. He'd always wanted to mingle with the political elites. With Mr. Sanders' body and a brick of cocaine, all he had to do was organise a weekend at Bernie's. So you like that story?
Yeah, that was great. I loved it.
that was my story for Gardner.
Yeah, so if I knew the movie as well, it would have been...
If you knew the movie, it would have been...
Phenomenal.
Oh, you would have been... You wouldn't have been able to handle how funny.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to continue with my story. I would have just
I would have had to.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I think we would have had
like a half an hour break just for you to get your composure back. But you're doing midwife
at a cemetery. Look, I'll be honest. This was a tough one.
Yeah.
You know,
all the non-word stories are tough, and that's kind of like the point where it's not easy, and that kind of like gives people different ways to express themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like Garner at a party. I'm not sure there'll be many people sending in Bernie Sanders stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like how like individuals interpret it and then, create their own art out of it.
Well, I'm pumped to see how this one flies. I mean, it was the best.
I am. I'm keen to see yours, man. Midwife at a cemetery.
Midwife at a cemetery.
Yeah.
Tessa, by Kieran Lyons.
So it's called Tessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I screwed it up before, but I've got it. Tessa visited her mum, Greta, at the cemetery. She was there and she noticed the lady on the ground screaming. She went over to the lady who started yelling, "I'm about to have a baby. I'm about to have a baby." Tessa said, "Oh no, if only my mum was alive today." She was a midwife. Tessa went away to call an ambulance. She came back and saw the lady was holding her baby. Tessa was relieved. "Thank God. I was about to call an ambulance. Looks like you managed it yourself." Yeah, some old lady named...
Go on. God, it's not even a Bernie weekend at Bernie's reference. Go on.
Yeah, some old lady named Greta. Help me. Where did she go?
That's the end. That is more goosebumps than your first story. In a good way. Like, it was kind of like... there's like a lot of ghost stories like that. It was good. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The punchline is not as good as you think.
No, I was laughing at the fact that I thought it was... Yeah. I wasn't thinking it was amazing. I was thinking it was...
But it was actually like... really good. Once again, I'm going to do a reference that you're too young to remember. There used to be a show when I was growing up called Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, and right. Like, I've never experienced
it. Was like a Nickelodeon show.
Okay.
And it was like these kids late at night would go into like the woods with in front of a campfire
right.
and tell each other scary stories. And that's very similar to like what they would say. Like the,
right.
You know, with... like the ghost would come back and help him, and then it was like, oh, she was dead all along. Yeah. But no, man, it's pretty good. I don't know why you lost it at the end.
Because I don't know. I was just, as I was saying it, whether because you, I wasn't sure whether you already knew where the story was going anyway.
No.
Anywhere or not. But it was just at the end as I was saying it, I was just like, oh, no, this.
What are you hitting? Oh, that's what's making the.
It was the beer thing that you gave me of the other podcast. Are you going to get merch as well?
Yeah, we got merch at www.goatkingwc.com. Go check it out. You're gonna, I'll make that clip and then you can put it on your social media.
A lot
of people can see.
I'll share it around. But I don't know. As I was saying the story in my head, I was like, oh, this sounds a lot shitter saying it out loud, because I think I wrote it. You know, generally sometimes you write something down. It's like with jokes, with comedy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you write it down. You're like, oh, this is amazing. And then I don't know if you've had these things where sometimes you don't end up saying it out loud for practice even. Like you might, you're on the way to the gig, you might drive, you might say it out loud. There's been times where I've never like said it out loud. And the first time I say it out loud is on stage. So as I'm saying it on stage, I'm like halfway through, I'm like, oh, this is actually so shit.
Yeah.
And you kind of just bail out of it. You're like, you kind of just go, and like whatever. And then you move on, but you don't even give it like a... I'm saying is that's what happened there. I was like,
the other thing is with comedy, you think the punchline's going to be like a lot harder, and then it kind of like it's just like a fart in the wind. It kind of just
But the other way around, do you ever have them jokes where you say it and it's like you just like, oh, this probably fucking might not work, and it just goes and that's the best ones because you're
the
like
the worst ones is where you come up with the joke on the way to the gig, and one of my best jokes. It's one where I'm like talking to myself in the car, going through my
set,
and kind of like just trying to add tags.
Yeah.
And then I thought of this one joke in the car, and then I did it at the old Shapiro's
gig. Yeah.
And it fucking tore up. And I still do it to this day.
Well, you know my favorite joke of yours, Sean, that you've had for years. No. We can't bring it up on the podcast, but that's my favorite, even to this day. Like time to time, it just pops in my head. And I'm like, that's
Well, that's what happens. Because, well, we've known each other for what, like 8 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we did heroin for the first time together. You know, we geeked together, heroin together.
Oh, man, I was 15, you know.
How you going, Mrs. Lyons? But we'll move on. So with those 99-word stories, we have a few viewers. They send in their artwork and their 99-word stories based on the topic. So we'll go check out.
Easy.
Did you make one this week, Aaron?
I sure did.
We'll kick off with Aaron's.
Got it.
So you can look him in the face when you say, I hate.
So that looks like a house.
Which one would this be? This is
Gardner at a party.
Did you draw this?
No, this
it's
is
a photo,
done.
You fucking idiot.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, Jesus.
I screen captured.
No, so with this, it's like whatever people's creative outlet is.
Right.
We kind of like try to give it a platform.
All right, let's watch.
Costa, great to see you. Let me take those.
Jackie McOopsie takes his coat and sack of vegetables.
Do take care, they're very fragile.
Oh, the vegans from next door are going to love you.
Jackie and Costa make their way into the party.
Hey everyone, Costa's here.
A dinner is served, and a bunch of people are enjoying a meal.
How's your meal, Costa?
Costa is sweating. He is very upset.
Oh, Costa, these vegetables are amazing.
Costa's hands tremble as he takes his fork.
I love you, Papa.
I need to leave.
I like that.
I like that a lot. That was...
That's how you should do your first like Netflix special. It's just all you kind of like stop motion.
I love that. So you did that, what, with just a program yourself?
Yeah, that's just Photoshop and a screen capture.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah, record
my voice. Man, you should see his last week's one. With dope? What was it? It was
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, actor in a classroom. And fuck, sick, man, it's yeah. So good. Like, Aaron's been sending them in for ages, and, like, they're fucking bonkers, which is what we love, man.
That's sick, right? You're a staple part of it, yeah.
But did you do two?
No,
yeah,
no, you mixed it up. One was the undercover detective from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, that one was
and then
Jason
I think
Mantzoukas, but the main dude...
Costa was from ABC. From the ABC, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. I saw him at the Logies, and it's like, I don't know who any of
he's quite famous, right?
Yeah, he's
pretty
big. A
gay's gardener.
Yeah, he's a big gardener. Yeah. I found that out this week. And he just looks so much like Jason Mantzoukas, so I just chucked him in.
Well, I kind of thought it was, you know the dude he was in, is it Afterlife? The one with Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
But it's not a movie, it's a series.
Yeah, it's a series.
And he used to always appear on 8 out of 10 Cats, and he like big beard.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Used to always wear like the brown suits.
Oh, Ramesh.
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 No, Ramesh? Ramesh, yeah.
No, he's funny as hell.
He's the one that like Jimmy Carr fired him, and he like kind of...
Fired him?
Yeah, so he's not a guest on the show. He kind of just goes, oh, how you going, everyone? Jimmy, you prick.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. It's not Ramesh, that's... Fuck, I can't remember. But yeah, he does bits on the show.
Yeah.
Well, so Jimmy fired him as a...
No, I think he just thinks that... his kind of character thinks that Jimmy fired him. So whenever he, like, kind of sneaks onto the show, he comes onto the show, like, different characters and shit. And then you'd be like, oh, how you going, everyone? Jimmy, you prick. Did you do one or two?
I just did the one today.
Fuck yeah. So who else we got? We got...
I think what we got next. Yeah, we got...
Is that from a classified thing on the newspaper?
No, this is Luke Us. He's another local comedian.
Oh, great.
He's a green act. He sent us in a video last week asking our viewers if they wanted to be guest on his show. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, you fucking...
I love that.
Cheeky piece
I love
of
that.
Shit. Just fucking hijack it.
I love it.
Treating our podcast like it's the like a West Australian classified.
I love that so much.
But no, he's...
Hustle 101, hey?
Yeah. No, he's good. He's his stories always got like a dark edge to him, so... which one? What's he done?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
Hey, fellas. I was talking to Brian the other day, or whoever runs your social media. It might be your new producer, I don't know. Anyway, apparently with my little announcement in my last story video, you busted my chops a little bit. So I thought, hey, I'll tune into the latest episode, which came out right just before I started recording.
You're talking to me. If you're talking to anyone on social media, it's me. Not only did you offend the producer, you offended me. I didn't even know what title.
Nothing like a bit
one of the co-hosts of this show.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Got to have a bit of a heel.
Hey, you know.
In a show.
And I turn on, and who is it on again? Cameron, claiming to be his first time as a guest. You stupid fucks uploaded the same video again. You uploaded the same episode of Spotify twice.
He messaged us looking for a coach. I think he's trying to create this podcast rivalry.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Argan's
we will
great.
Crush him. I want to say that because we released the Spotify episode yesterday, he was the only one that caught it out, or people just kept it to themselves. We're going to say like, oh, it's a April Fool's gag. And it wasn't. It was just a genuine
fuck
up.
You just uploaded two episodes of the same thing.
That's fucking great.
I think the next time we do a live show or whatever, like you should just have us come in as a villain.
Like, yeah, just like an evil voice in the background.
I think it'd be really funny.
Also, you got to work on your volume mixing. The theme is loud as hell, and then the rest of the show is a lot quieter. It's you got balance your audio levels. I did flipping bash scripting to get that website going. Bash scripting. Can't even get your audio levels right. Learn some mixing and mastering, boy. I'm calling my shots early. Anyway, here's my story. Midwife at a cemetery. It was October 31st, the busiest night for spooky midwife, the necromantic midwife. Krognar, the necromancer, stood waiting in the cemetery.
"Let's raise this zombie horn!" exclaimed Krognar.
Widmife rolled her eyes. She had seen it all so many times. An overexcited necromancer hoping to raise an army of the damned with her help, only to have their emaciated head cleaved off their body by a big strapping barbarian. It was a tale as old as time, or at least as old as Robert E. Howard's career. She began, "Now push! Push!" Not even half a zombie was out. It's going to be a long night.
That's a good story. I liked it.
I did. What do you say?
Necromancers.
Are they Hellraiser? No, or is that like a common term?
Pretty much just a pretty common term for people that magically raise the dead.
Ah, okay. So that's kind of... But that's Hellraiser, right? That's what they were in Hellraiser?
I would say Hellraiser was close, but I think Hellraiser's also like an ironic-based thing, isn't it?
To whoever. Now, Hellraiser were the puzzle box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Hellraiser?
No.
The pale dude with like all the pins in his head? It was like,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen the movies either, but like, he's a pretty...
he's a prominent figure, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was very D&D. It had a few... references and such that I
D&D?
Yeah.
Drungans
and... Oh, Krago?
And now and necromancy and shit like that.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Not even close to your board
game. D&D is actually just drinks and drugs.
No.
That's what it is in the Lion's household.
Yeah.
No, that was good, you know, for all your shit talking, and you always produce a decent story or source.
Yeah, good story. Character voices.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you'll be on a lineup with him next time you're back in Perth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he does stand up as well. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Who else? We got Michelle. Michelle, at least, she sends in stuff every week.
Right.
But, yeah, she's a lot less mean spirited.
Right. Okay.
But she's.
She's a comedian?
No, she's like a proper artist. And like each week when we announce the topics, she stops what she's doing and,
wow,
you know, pumps out an artwork like this. And that is, that's a super creepy lady.
Yeah, she's got like a Harry Potter scar on her.
You know, I'll tell you what, Michelle, if you wanted to be like real mean, you could have had all our names on the tombstone. But like, they weren't Barbies, they were like a version of Barbie, but they were like small bodies and like giant heads.
Bratz dolls?
Bratz dolls.
That's it.
And then Bratz had like an offshoot version that was like chicks that were into like, I think they were like murder dolls.
Right.
And they were kind of like different versions of like horror icons. But like, and that's kind of what this reminds me of.
She's a very good drawer. I do like this drawing. This would have taken a while to do.
Yeah. And just the shade and the light.
Mm.
Yeah. But she always busts to her. I tell you what, if she's not a zombie, she looks like she's had a bad time. She's a copper? She's got like the billy club?
Like she's got some sort of weapon or something there. I'm not really sure. And she's got the blue uniform.
I tell you what, if she made the mouth any bigger, it would look like almost like a duck, like a Howard the Duck sort of. And she's got like the Harry Potter. She's got the double Harry Potter.
Yeah, she's got like the and the little injury.
Well, the hashtag bruising is what my co-host Nathan Hull always does in his artwork.
Okay, right, okay.
So a lot of his shading is very hashtag looking.
Right, okay.
So I think that might be a little subtle nod to, like, get rid of Kieran Lyons and bring back
This could be, like, your new little, like, you know how Justin Bieber's got, like, Beliebers? You could be, like, your listeners could be called, like, the hashtaggers.
Hashtaggers.
Or do you call them the goaties?
Goaties.
Is that your thing? You call them, like, the goaties?
For now, yeah. King Goaties.
What about the hashtag goaties?
Hashtag goaties?
The hashtag goaties. Yeah.
Much more cartoony.
Yeah. She always mixes it up with styles.
Okay.
I think a lot of her...
Wow.
I'm pretty sure...
This must take her forever.
Yeah, this one looks like it's got a lot of...
Well, I also think she's that talented that she can, like, just whip smash them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen... Like, if you check her Instagram details, will be there. And it'll be under, like, Lucas as well. But... Her, like, the stuff that she just does day to day and not, like, involved in our podcast is, like...
Amazing.
Amazing, man. Yeah. So, yeah, we're very lucky to have her send in some stuff. And the chick on the right kind of, like, looks like you every time I've seen you at a party.
What was the last time we were at a party together? Was it Melbourne?
The only thing that she doesn't have is a chopper chop out of her mouth.
A chopper chop. What was the last time I was at a party with you? Is it Sydney?
What was the last party I saw you at?
I never went out with you in Sydney.
No, we only ever just did our own thing in Sydney. It was never like clubbing. House parties or clubbing or anything.
We never went clubbing, hey?
Nah.
We should do it sometime this week.
Yeah?
Hit a club?
Yeah.
Do you still hit the clubs often?
Oh, yeah.
Over here?
Yeah.
Which ones?
The Clink.
The Clink.
I don't know if that's...
Is that the one in Rockingham?
No, that's Liquids. I went to Liquids once, and that was the worst experience of my life, because they had a... First of all, I went in there with, like, my best black shirt and thinking, like, oh, man, I look fucking slick as.
Right.
And then you go in, then they had that, like, the Cusar lights, the neon
lights.
So, like, you just saw every little speck of dust on the black, and I'm, like, wondering, why are all these fat dudes wearing white T-shirts? And it's like, oh, that's why. And then they had a promo for Southern Comfort and Lime, like, shots, and I literally would have had, like, 20 of them, just smashing them back.
Why were you there?
Because we got camps down there. Huh? So we camped down there.
Oh.
Like, down at
was this
the lookout and stuff.
You were younger, or?
No, I still go down there. Oh, yeah, this was... No, it wasn't last week. Like, it was... yeah, this is, what, like, 10 years ago, maybe. Yeah. And, yeah... All day hangover, and I haven't touched Southern Comfort since. Oh. I can't even smell it. It's like...
Was that the last time you probably went properly clubbing then?
No.
Yeah?
No, I've been clubbing.
Yeah.
People want me at their club. But I'm kind of more like the guy on the left.
Well, so I'm the guy on the right? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's a chick, but yeah. She kind of looks like... Man, you'd be too young for this reference, but... do you remember the dress that J-Lo wore to the Oscars, and then a year later,
yeah,
the guys from South Park wore the same dress?
That's hilarious. Does she talk in this, or does she just have different...
Who, Michelle?
Yeah.
No, Michelle just sent her artwork in.
Okay, so. Yeah. But, wonderful work, Michelle. I really... Nice stuff.
They remind me of like a Cartoon Network show or something. I just can't think of
it. It kind of feels like... well, these two look like... There used to be an old British TV show. Like an old British TV show. And it was like... it was the mix of like the government housing block people and like the upper class.
Right.
I can't think...
They do look English, even as a cartoon. Yeah. Don't you reckon?
She looked like she would eat fig biscuits.
That's funny, actually. Michelle's got this lady in pink here.
Yeah.
And she reminds me of Mrs. Bucket from Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I
put
her in my video.
Yeah. Oh, in this one. Yeah. I was going to point that out. She was the one sitting next to the gunner. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so funny that she has something similar.
It's crazy. It's weird. It's crazy. But no, I do like this. And make sure to check out Michelle's stuff on her social media, because it's just jam-packed full of, like, awesome art. But I think that's about it. So we always end each episode with Phil Cook, aka Cookie. You might remember his daughter.
Yeah. Louise.
Louise Cook. Yeah. So, she did comedy, and now Phil is like a pretty well-known figure in the Perth comedy scene.
Oh, great!
And each episode, we always end an episode with Cookie telling us a story. So I don't know what he's done this week, but it looks like the same.
I'm keen. Yeah,
same story, same glasses, same beard.
I like Phil's poems; they're good.
He always jokes them up, like
right,
like a limerick or something.
Limerick, yeah, it's very okay. Limerick style, yeah.
All right, let's have a look.
Short story: midwife at a cemetery. The midwife was in the cemetery at the tombstone of her mother, when she heard a blood-curdling scream, a cry like no other. Looking over her shoulder, she saw a skeleton coming out of the earth, and she couldn't believe it. Was it just about to give birth? Her training kicked right in, though she was quivering with fright. She held the skeleton's bony hand. I'm here for you tonight. And as the baby skeleton arrived, and she heard its haunting cries, she looked up at the mother and said, I think it's got your eyes.
That is your story. That was pretty much your story.
The same one?
Yeah, it was. Well, his was better.
Yeah. That's what I was taking the compliment, Sean. That's what I was like. Wait, was mine as good?
No, like that was like the same sort of premise.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I bet you Phil remembers. Are you afraid of the dark? No, as always. Cool. Cookie always smashes it out.
He's the closer every week.
Yeah, we always close. Right. He always sends in stories to close the show, and he came and did the live shows.
Awesome. Yeah.
Which was good. Yeah.
Have you had him on as a guest yet?
No.
Never.
We'll have Louise Cookie's daughter on because she's cool, but Phil, no. That will definitely get. Well, he's kind of been on the show. He was like, we talked to him and interviewed him.
Oh, sick! Yeah,
during the live show and stuff.
Right.
What are the topics for next week, Aaron?
I've pre-made some topics already.
Yep.
I've got three here. Do you want to do three or do you just want to have two?
No, we'll go the two.
We'll just do two.
Classic.
All right.
So what's Kieran's character going to be doing next week?
All right. So number one, we've got referee becomes a professional athlete.
Oh.
And national park ranger in the top secret meeting room.
Yeah. Oh. They're good topics.
Yeah. Very open-ended that people can kind of explore. Yeah.
Who's your guest next week? You don't know yet to the summer.
Well, maybe Nathan Hull. Hopefully Nathan Hull's back after all that work. But if not, we'll let Satan decide.
We'll let it all decide. Maybe it might be someone from there. Michelle could be one.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But or Phil Cook, who knows?
Yeah. Or that other bloke. The comedian. Sus?
Nah. He's burnt that bridge with
he's
us, man.
He's got his own one to make.
No, well, maybe you could be a guest on Usus' show.
Yeah, bring me back to...
He's doing a show. What was his... It was the premise...
OCPS is the name, and the premise was...
It's kind of like Bad Shark Tank.
Right, okay.
Yeah, comedy Shark Tank sort of thing. So pitching a funny idea for an invention that either doesn't work or has a funny effect or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But don't check it out. Just watch Goat King. Don't worry about any other podcast.
Well, they might have some crossover. They might be talking some shit. And we might.
Well, no, he came as well. He came to the live show and did
it. Oh, great.
Yeah, he told his story. But so what was it? It was referee that becomes a professional athlete and...
A national park ranger in the top secret top meeting room.
So there, and they'll be what, up here?
Yep.
You'll put the titles up there. So... That's about it, Karen.
Amazing. No, thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. I'll shake your hand.
Amazing. Thank you, mate.
Where can we see Kieran Lyons next?
On the gram, Instagram, at Kieran Lyons.
Get down here.
Or on the Twitter.
You're going to get cancelled with some of your tweets?
No. My tweets are very clean.
Do you write your own tweets or do you have someone?
No, I've got like four ghostwriters now for my Twitter and like five or six photographers for my Instagram.
Yeah.
And then like only two for Facebook because it's like,
Are you that famous where you did like the Madonna thing? Did you see that Madonna?
What happened with Madonna?
Madonna pulled a photo off Instagram and got like someone to airbrush her head on this chick's body.
Yeah,
like
I've done that a few times just to make myself have more abs.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no.
Just to make you a bit more beefcake and
stuff. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just to add to those likes.
But you got like a real ninja warrior body. You're all like skinny and gangly and stuff.
Gangly. Thank you. That's the best compliment.
Ninja warrior undercover cop.
I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio. Ninja warrior type undercover body. Cop. Sean Conway. Appreciate it. No, thank you for having me.
No, man. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for sending those amazing stories. And we'll see you guys next week. See you later. Keep waving.
Oh, really?
Keep waving.